Live local high school basketball is on WKHN, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting Hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes, not quite courtside. We are up in the track area above the stands with a great bird's eye view of tonight's basketball game, the Western Panthers and the Chelsea Bulldogs. We're on Chelsea's home turf. Western's got a task ahead of them if they want to win this district championship in girls basketball in Division II. Brian Haynes joining me, and I'm excited. We're also brought to you by Western Schools, Printer Source Plus, Raymond and Associates, Chelsea State Bank, Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Grass Lake Community Schools, and our pregame brought to you by Top Line Apparel. Of course, they do screen printing and embroidery. You can find them in that Village Crossing Mall in Spring Arbor. And thank you to them for getting on board. And they've been on board really as we follow the Western Panthers through this postseason. And we've been here for three nights, Brian, and this is the big one, Chelsea and Western for the championship.
And, Steve, you say we're at Chelsea, which we are, but we are surrounded by Panthers where we're sitting.
This is Panther land
right here. We got all kinds of Western fans. Everyone that I've walked by and talked to, everybody says the same thing. We should be in for a great game.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about this being an excellent matchup. All the numbers say so. All the eyeball tests say so. This just looks like two good teams that are going to clash in a way that looks like it could go anybody's way. And we'll start with the Panthers, 21-2 on the year this year, unbeaten through the Interstate 8 Conference and ranked number 7 in the MHSAA Power Rankings for Division 2. They beat Michigan Center 54-41 on Wednesday. Our player of the game in that one was Aubrey Allen, because she really had a cross-the-board great game. She had double figures in points and rebounds. We had her for 4 or 5 blocks. She probably had 2 or 3 assists on top of that, maybe a steal or two here and there, just filled up the stat sheet all the way across the board. The other star in that game for the Panthers was Rhea Hitt, who had, I think I had it at 24 by memory.
25, yeah.
So a great day for her. Now, noteworthy two things I've already said today that I was informed about. So the 21 wins, if they win tonight, if Panthers win tonight, it'll be the most wins in the season at 22 for the girls basketball program at Western. And Rhea hits 25 points from Wednesday, puts her 5 points away from having the most points in a single season for Western Panthers girls basketball. The former record, 483. She needs 5 points tonight to get 488 to be the all-time record holder.
Well, when you're breaking, whether it's wins or points or any record for the Western Panthers female basketball, you're doing something.
And I can't I'm not a historian of Western basketball by any stretch, but we've seen several very, very good teams and many very good players come through this program. So, like you said, to have any chance at the record books means this is a special year. And I think it can continue tonight. They've got to play well against this Chelsea team. The only losses on the season for Western, that 2-loss total, Grass Lake, who's number 1 in Division 3, they're 19-3, and they're playing tonight for their district championship. The other loss was in Division 1 Belleville. They're 22-1. And they're still playing for their division one. They're number 3 in the rankings in Division 1. So that's two very quality opponents.
Yeah, and they might add another win today. They might not. But I am going to go out on a huge limb and say Rhea Hitt will break the all-time scoring record.
Yeah.
She's going to score 5, Steve.
Over-under in the first quarter.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah.
She's a baller.
Meanwhile, we're talking about difficult opponents, and you got a couple blemishes on your record. It's fine to have that right now. And Chelsea's got 4 blemishes on their record. But their losses are very respectable. 2 losses in their division to Tecumseh, who, by the way, is ranked number 2 in Division 2. And they're 21-1 and playing for their championship tonight. The other loss was to Ann Arbor Gabriel. Ann Arbor father Gabriel Richard, who's number one in Division One, or Division Two, excuse me, and then Detroit Edison, who's number five. So all top ten losses. And the good news for both of these teams, actually, is you have to make it to the quarterfinal before you'll see any of those teams. And it can't be more than one of them. So they'll, you know, I mean, it's just, it's shaping up for this district to be very important, because the winner is going to be a favorite when they go to the regional. And we'll have a great matchup come the quarterfinal if everything plays out to chalk. But Chelsea, very good. We saw them beat Columbia Central 49-38. I thought both games on Wednesday really were very similar to one another. We had two teams that were kind of, we thought Chelsea would be the favorite against Columbia Central, and they held on to that favorite status, though Columbia Central hung around. And I thought Western was favorite against Michigan Center. But again, Center hung around, but Western looked like a favorite in that one, led most of the way. And tonight, it looks like, gosh, two teams that are just, I hope it looks like we thought, like yeah. we think it's going to look, that we're in for a great game, and somebody's going to make more plays than the other one down the stretch and win it.
Well, from what I'm hearing you say, both teams very battle-tested.
Yeah.
That's for sure. That's an understatement. And we talked about the athletes for Western. Well, you go up and down the list for Chelsea. Avery Lay is going to go play basketball at Grand Valley. Maggie McHale, I hear, is playing volleyball. And I don't know if it was Alma. I can't remember. Braden Scheffler happens to be the daughter of former Lion tight end yeah. Tony Scheffler. She's going to play field hockey in college.
Oh,
so
wow.
You go up and down the list, and just looking at them, you can tell who are athletes and who are elite athletes. And we're talking elite ones here.
And, you know, going back to that those games on Wednesday night, because in a lot of ways it's the first we saw Chelsea kind of understanding them. And we thought their big advantage over Columbia Central was that they could be more physical. They were a little more athletic. They were a little bigger. They were a little faster. That seemed to be Western's advantage against Michigan Center as well. A little stronger, a little faster. That is mitigated between these two teams. They're both strong. They're both quick. The physicality just continues to be another thing to point to say they match up pretty well. Size-wise, height-wise, at least from what we're looking at, no real broad advantage for one team or the other. I just think they both have scores. Avery Lay is going to score. Rhea Hitt's going to score. They've got the defenders. They've got the people who do that stuff. I just think I'm just continuing to kind of keep leading myself to the conclusion of this is going to be a great game.
Yeah. And we hear you talk about being fast and being strong. If that's the case, we got to mention Bailey Stewart, because she has both those in spades, and I fully expect her to be guarding Avery Lay. And because I think Stewart has the strength and the speed, and you know she's going to give up a little height, but I'm going to guess that you ask Bailey Stewart, do you mind giving up a couple inches? She's going to welcome that challenge.
Yeah, and I don't think she's even thinking about that
no.
as a thing.
Yeah.
She's taller than me. I don't think that matters to her. I'll say this, because I've been around the Western program, you and I watching for a while, calling some of their games, and my daughter goes to school, so I've been around these athletes. My daughter graduated from Western, so I've been around these athletes a little bit, and Bailey Stewart is one that I can picture. She's been a part of like the varsity programs in volleyball, basketball. She was always a little early, come in a year early. She's a freshman on the team or a sophomore on the team. And she always kind of had this like wide-eyed kind of ambition where it looked like she wanted to play hard, and she came out there. And this year, seeing her play, she's coming to her own, and now she knows, you know what I mean? Like, she's matured as a player into that veteran. The years of playing with older players and being around them has paid off and led her to be a leadership player on this team, I think.
Yeah, well, we mentioned that Wednesday that, you know, for years it was that same group of girls that came all through together as youngsters, and now it's the next generation's turn, and so we're looking at her and Rhea Hitt and Aubrey Allen and Brunel and J.J. Lewis, whose sister Elena Lewis is one that we just love so much and watching her basketball.
I was going to say, it's not next generation so much as like the next grade level or whatever.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
Because it is Rhea Hitt and J.J. Lewis, Elena Lewis and Reese Hitt on those teams that we saw go to quarterfinals and go make deep runs for, I think it was 3 years in a row, Brian. We went beyond the regional with those girls to watch them play and play well. So it's, we know there's a good program here at Western. They continue to bring in these girls, and they work hard and get good. I don't know as much about Chelsea. I don't want to be biased in our coverage, except I'm rooting for Western a little bit, if I'm being honest. But Chelsea's great program. These girls have proven to be very, very talented. And, again, I can't take anything away from them that, and just expecting a really, really good matchup tonight.
Yeah, I do know one of Chelsea's assistant coaches, and I was talking to him before the game, and I said candidly, I said, well, you know, Avery Lay, she's a stud for you. I said, but I'm wondering if Western's just a little deeper with a few more weapons. And he was quick to say, no, I don't think that's the case. Now, maybe that's him sticking up for his team, or maybe that's him who's seen his girls and he knows what they can do. Either way, I think we're in for a beauty tonight.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back and get the starting lineups to get closer to tip-off. Western and Chelsea Girls Basketball District Championship here at WKHM. Our pregame brought to you by Top Line Apparel, screen printing and embroidery at the Village Crossing in Spring Arbor, and we'll be back.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now. Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Spring cleanup is easy when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna weed trimmers and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work.
Get your lawn mowers and tractors ready for spring with their John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service. And blade sharpened at Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. News Talk 970
AM, 1.5 FM. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here. Brian, let's run down the starters before game time here.
All right, well, for Chelsea, we have sophomore Aaliyah Wells, junior Addie Howard, then three seniors, including Maggie McHale, Braden Scheffler, and superstar Avery Lay.
22 points on Wednesday to beat Columbia Central for Avery Lay. How about for the Panthers?
Well, for the Panthers, a pair of juniors, including Rhea Hitt and Aubrey Allen, and then three seniors, which include Bailey Stewart, Kaya Brunell, and J.J. Lewis.
And, again, we mentioned 25 for Rhea Hitt on Wednesday night to lead the Panthers in scoring. And Aubrey Allen did a great job down on the defense, got great rebounding, shot blocking, and She edged out Hitt for the player of the game, but I think you come to a game like this, you need Rhea Hitt to be a player of the game, your leading scorer, and she's looking to go in the record book, so I think that's going to be fun tonight. All right, well, we're nearing time for the anthem. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break, and when we come back, we'll tip it up. Western and Chelsea on WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public School. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, the pregame for Top Line Apparel, Screen Printing and Embroidery, Village Crossing Mall out there in Spring Arbor. And we're pleased to have had them on for this playoff, and we hope maybe they're back on Monday night for Western moving on. We'll see. In the meantime, our first quarter coming up brought to you by Western Community Schools, building that new elementary school down there. Another one of our sponsors will be Transit Mix. I saw out there on their Facebook page pouring cement to finish up the gymnasium at the new school out in Western. So all of our community supporters working together to make athletics great.
Yeah, we greatly appreciate all of them.
Bucked Up Energy, our energy drink sponsor, Rocket Pop flavor tonight, and it's empty now. I almost feel like I need another one to match the energy that we're going to have on the court tonight, but I think I'm just going to have to absorb that from them, turn it into a great call. We're looking forward to some action as our players get onto the floor, and it's going to be Aubrey Allen and Avery Lay jumping it up here. Western in their burgundy uniforms and the white and blue here for Chelsea, and the tip is contested and grabbed away by Aaliyah Wells. Chelsea will start with the ball, and they get it up to Lay. And we mentioned she's kind of a do-everything, Brian. She's got some length and size. She handles the ball well and runs the floor. Screen at the top, and she takes it all the way down to the backboard for a layup. Challenged all the way, as predicted, Bailey Stewart out there guarding, but that she got caught on that screen, and it's 2-0 Chelsea.
We're going to see a lot of that tonight.
Working that offense for Western, where J.J. Lewis brings it up to the wing, gives it up to Aubrey Allen at the top. She hands off to Rhea Hitt. Now back to Allen on the left wing. Back to Hitt. She'll take a quick triple, and that comes off the rim. Had a good look at it, but missed. Rebounded by Chelsea, and Leigh making her presence felt very early here. She's near the C, right side for Wells. She goes now looking for Leigh in the corner. Stewart gets in the passing lane, a knockaway that I'm not so sure didn't go off of Leigh's fingertips there, but it'll stay with Chelsea.
And I tell you what, when Leigh gives it up, if I'm Stewart, I'm doing whatever I can do to not let her get it back.
Yep.
Can't score if you don't have it, right?
That's true. Inbound to the backcourt to Leigh. She gives it up to Wells on the right wing. Screen there by Howard. Now to the top. That is McHale. And knocked away, and it's going to stay Chelsea ball. But that's two times now on this trip that Western's gotten into the passing lane and gotten a knockaway.
Yeah, already Stewart showing she's not going to make things easy for Leigh.
Leigh gets in the backcourt again near that volleyball 10-foot line. Now a screen. She works it up toward the arc. Picks up the dribble, looking for Wells on the wing. She catches. She makes a move to the baseline. Gets a step. The defense hedges and is back out on the floor for Scheffler. Scheffler hands off to Leigh coming around. She's going to drive. Allen with the help. Made that shot tough. Allen gets the rebound. Gets it out to Bailey Stewart. Western running. Trailing 2-0. 6:23 to play first quarter. Hitt gets a step baseline. The floater no good. Hitt knocked to the floor. She wanted some contact. No call. And now we have bodies everywhere. McHale falls in the open court. Leigh in. Backs it out to Wells for a three. No. Allen grabs the rebound. I heard at the end of that game on Wednesday, Allen got her first offer to play at the next level. So she's looking to maybe play hoops at the next level. We'll see. I think she's going to end up with a handful of different options when it's all said and done. J.J. Lewis backing into the paint. She skips it back out to Stewart on the wing. Backing it up to about three steps behind the arc. Now gets a screen at the top. Crosses the other way. Gets a step into the lane. Double team. Slides it through the defense to Allen on the block. She misses the shot, but it's because she got fouled. And that's going to go against Avery Leigh. No, they got it against Scheffler. And so that'll send Aubrey Allen to the free throw line for the first time for Aspen. 1 hour heating and air conditioning in our first quarter, brought to you by Western Schools, and she misses the first.
Steve, I also think that's a big matchup there. It's going to be Scheffler on Hitt most of the game. They got switched, and Scheffler doesn't want to be in foul trouble for Chelsea.
Panthers are on the board, trailing 2-1. Avery Leigh to bring it up the floor for the Bulldogs. Bailey Stewart waits for her. Panthers defense right wing again for Wells. Coming around and a screen for McHale. Wells goes baseline, gets too deep under the basket, packs it back out to McHale. She goes into the paint, scoops a reverse layup around Allen, missed it, and Allen and her third rebound already this game. Gives it up to Lewis on the right wing where she likes to trigger the offense from. Screen comes from Brunel. She goes away from it into the paint. Gives it up to Allen. Takes a power dribble. And another chance at a layup there. Missed, but again draws a foul on Aubrey Allen to go to the free throw line. And that'll go two on Scheffler now.
Yeah, just two fouls in the game, both of them by Scheffler.
And that may force the coach to go to the bench a little earlier than he wanted to.
Yeah, you hate to see one of your studs pick up two at before the five-minute mark of the first quarter, that's for sure.
Tied at two as Allen hits the free throw, and that will bring McCarley onto the floor. She hit a couple triples in that game on Wednesday. They lose some size, but a good shooter. Allen makes the pair. She's got all three for Western here early. 5:09 to play first quarter. 3-2, Western's first lead of the game. Avery coming over the floor. She scored that first bucket. Since then, Western's really clamped down on the defense.
Yeah, and Allen's just changed some shots down there, too. No blocks, but changed like three of them already.
Stewart getting in Leigh's breadbasket. Now she's going to get a step down on the block. Spins around. Good help by Rhea Hitt coming in to get a swipe away. They get the rebound. Western on the run. There's a great feed to Brunel. Oh, missed the layup. Rebound hit in traffic. And she tries to scoop it out of the lane from the floor. Bodies all over the floor. Nobody giving up. J.J. Lewis and the jump ball finally signaled. Rhea Hitt goes and gets that rebound in the middle of three Bulldog defenders, and she can't give it up anywhere. She finally squirts it out, and then it's a battle on the floor for Brunel and another player. Then it squirts out from them, and finally J.J. Lewis able to tie it up, and a jump ball arrow stays with the Panthers.
Yeah, and the difference, Lewis diving on the floor where McCarley is going to try to bend over and pick it up.
That was that advantage. Hit on the wing against Wells. Tries to cross over in traffic behind her head to Allen for three. No. Rebounded Howard. She lost her footing. Can't believe that there was no travel call, but it was either that or a foul, and they just said no whistle. Wells from the wing. Gives it up to Howard on the left side. McCarley guarded by Lewis. Nice screen to get Lewis stuck. McCarley shot no good, and Allen clears another board. Dominating down in the defensive glass right now. Rhea Hitt in the open court. She gets a drive past Wells, blocked away, but Bernil grabs the loose ball. Allen on the wing. Fires it down to Hitt in the paint. And in the double team, she gets a shot up. And again, Rhea Hitt shot it about four times, and three out of the four, she's ended up on the floor afterwards. 3-2 still Western leads. A defensive struggle right now. McHale drives into Allen. Puts up a tough shot with the left hand and gets it to go. I was going to criticize her for dribbling into the contact when she was wide open, but she made the shot and gives Chelsea the lead 4-3.
Boy, they're letting them play right now.
Indeed. Those two quick fouls, almost like they felt guilty for getting two fouls really quick. They get it down to Allen in the paint. Lefty jump hook over the defense, and it's 5-4 Western.
Yeah, and Allen with all five, and that was a nice little lefty hook, too, right in Lay's high.
Yeah, it's almost like the officials felt guilty for getting those two early fouls on Scheffler, and now we're going to get one against Bailey Stewart running into a screen. Now, I'm going to have to look more closely, Brian, but Chelsea has been setting some wild screens. Like, they're getting players open with those screens. Are they legit, yeah, or are they holding on? I'm going to keep an eye out for that, because so far the screen has been a great tool for Chelsea.
Yeah, that was really 50-50. I didn't know if they were going to get an illegal screen or get Stewart. They gave it to Stewart.
5-4 Western leads by one. Wells handling the ball late, looking for the pass at the high post, and Stewart denying her there. Bailey Stewart with one foul, and she gets in front of it, almost chases it down to the sideline. She touched it last, but Bailey Stewart putting in the effort here early.
I know you what, if you're Wells, you better not try to make that pass with Stewart guarding Lay. You better get around at a better angle.
Yep. They'll just pass it into Lay in the backcourt. Wells on the right wing. Going to get a screen there from McHale. Goes away from it now to the top. Howard open. They wanted to travel on her shuffling feet. She drives. Allen with the block. Again, the offensive player drove right into the big and tries to shoot it. Maybe just stop and pull it up.
Yeah, it didn't look like Eddie Howard wanted any part of any kind of outside shot.
No doubt about it. J.J. Lewis drives, tried to drop it down to Allen. Good defense by Chelsea there. Steal and Avery Lay running the break. Goes to the right side, and they'll tie it up. They're going to get a foul call. Looked like good defense to me. Let's see who they get that whistle on. And they're going to get that on fresh into the game for the Panthers, Lola Birdner. So her first foul, team second. 5-2 lead for Western with Avery Lay at the line, and we know she can shoot free throws.
Well, I didn't see that foul on Birdner there.
Yeah.
Looks like J.J. Lewis just did a good job tying it up, and I don't even know how Birdner was in the play.
I tend to agree, Brian. I'm trying not to be critical of the officials, but to me, that looked like a tie-up jump ball.
Yeah, and we mention this all the time. We do think they do a great job, and we know there are going to be some mistakes. We have the pleasure of sitting up here up high, and we're not down there in the action.
Judging from
bodies in the way, yeah. So we're just telling like we see it, though.
Lay misses the pair. Good box out. And Lewis able to chase it down. Good box out by Bernil. Lewis gets it, and the Panthers cleared out. Missed a pair for Avery Lay. That's unusual. 5-4 Western still leads here with 2:09 to play first quarter. And trying to feed Stewart on the block. She has to dive and save it. Saves it right to Chelsea. Lay running the break. Look at Stewart chase her down. Wells passes across to McCarley. Now to the top four. McHale, and she's going to get the paint. Lefty shot no good. Allen with another rebound. She must have 6-7 rebounds here in the first quarter.
Add another chain shot to it, too.
Yeah. Bernil on the left wing, looking for Allen at the top. Allen goes back to hit on the left side. She likes that spot. I saw that from game one. Missed the jumper there. 5-4, Western still leads. Rebound cleared by Chelsea up the floor to McCarley. She'll take a deep three and missed everything. Allen squeezes the rebound. No surprise there.
You know, you talk about that hit. That's two that she's missed now. But the other day, she missed her first couple, then caught fire, finished with 25. So I'm not worried. Shooters will shoot.
There's a drive for Stewart. Dream shake, but gives it back out to Bernil. She's going to hand off the hit there at the top hip. Pump fakes a deep three. Now gets a step into the lane. She goes all the way and scores, and a foul. 1:04 to play here, and there's a big chance for Western to kind of seize an early lead. Rhea hit, struggling shooting here in the early going, whether it was contact or whatever. That was a great move. Pump fake, drives the lane, scores it, and gets the foul and a chance at the three-point play.
Steve, remember she did that Wednesday too, missed her first couple, but then got to the hole, saw it go in a couple times. Next thing you know, she started making threes as well.
That one, that free throw rolled in from the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line, but it does put Western at an 8-4 advantage over Chelsea in the first quarter for Western schools. Hit jumps out on Lay, near steal. Great job by Avery Lay to hold on to that. And then McHale goes down deep. She keeps challenging Aubrey Allen down there, the shot blocker. She gets that one to go, 8-6. Western's lead is 2. Back and forth as we kind of anticipated in this one. J.J. Lewis drives into the corner. Stewart pump fakes a 3. Gets into the elbow. Working back to the basket. Moves, steps in. Shot up, Bailey Stewart with the left hand. Nice move in the paint. Solid footwork. And she gets it to go, 10-6, Panthers.
That was that strength we talked about, too.
Yeah, when you get into the back to the basket like that, they don't like to let you just hold that spot. She's able to do it because she's strong. Howard swings left side for Wells, now for Chelsea. She steps back for 3, fires, rattles in, goes down. Big shot for Aaliyah Wells. Keeping it a one-point game with 4.5 seconds. Hits got it at midcourt. She fires from there. Ooh, high backboard. I thought it might go. 10-9 after 1. Western Panthers lead it here at Chelsea High School. We're back in 60 seconds with a second quarter on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Keeping an eye on that Rhea Hitt scoring record. She's got 3. She needs 2 more, and she's the all-time single season scorer for Western Panther ladies basketball. Second quarter of the game underway. Chelsea with the ball. Avery Lay from the elbow pulls up a jumper, and that's missed everything. And J.J. Lewis wisely lets it go out of bounds, and Panthers ball. Second quarter tonight brought to you by Printer Source Plus, printing solutions for a cleaner future.
Steve, Western came out in a 1-3-1. They hadn't shown that yet. I like that, coming out of a timeout or a quarter or something, giving a little different look.
Aubrey Allen hands off to Stewart, going around pumps, gets... Oh, she had lay off the ground, but she'll back it back up to hit. Now drops it down to Allen on the block. Got open. Missed the layup. Great look by Rhea Hitt. Rebounded by McHale. She scoops it to Wells for a deep three. That comes off rim. Allen, oh, down there battling. And a jump ball call. Now that was a surprising call.
Yeah, that, he blew the whistle, decided he didn't know if it was really a foul. Went with the jump.
Panthers will get it with the jump ball arrow. I thought the foul really came with Allen trying to grab that rebound and Lay coming in late, yeah, knocking it away. But no call, no foul call, which doesn't hurt my feelings. 10-9, Chelsea trails by 1. Western with the ball. J.J. Lewis to the right wing for Stewart. Dropping it down to Allen, and Lay knocking away from behind. Now running the break for Chelsea. McHale getting in deep. Goes up with the left hand and scores it. She likes that left side of the basket down there. She'll take it right up over defender. Chelsea leads 11-10. 6:50 to play, second quarter. Lewis in traffic. gets a screen, goes to the left side now. Look at the screen and pop for Brunel. Can't get it to her now. Lewis has to back it out to Brunel, and Western will reset. 6:35 to play. Stewart with a back cut. Lewis in the corner now will back it out to the wing. There's a cut across for Ray, a hit, pass a little high, and maybe a little contact, but a no whistle. But again, staying consistent, letting them play here. Chelsea gets the turnover, and then Lay's got it out near the top of the key. Right wing for McHale. She's gotten hot early in this one. Step back three for McHale is going to be short. Missed everything again. And they'll call it out.
Yeah, Steve, that was Scheffler there, and I think that shot right there almost was, hey, I haven't really touched the ball much lately. I'm going to get a shot off.
They're going to say last touch Western. I didn't see anyone.
They're going to call it a block shot.
Oh.
But I think that was just an air ball.
Yep. They'll inbound it to McHale. She's going to drive in the paint. Backs it out. It was Scheffler back to McHale for three. Missed. Wells with an offensive rebound in the paint. Double team. McHale's going to go in with that left hand. Gets the shot up. Missed it. She'll get a foul, and that's going to be Amber Neal. And that'll send McHale to the free throw line.
It's funny just for me, Steve, because McHale and Scheffler look an awful lot alike.
Yeah.
Ponytails are covering numbers. So you're kind of guessing 50-50. Who is that? Well, we're going to say the lefty will always be McHale.
There you go. McHale missed that free throw from the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. Their first appearance tonight for Becca Brushaber. And then we get a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take 30 seconds. Six to play in the second quarter. 11-10, Chelsea leads on WKHM.
Spring cleanup is easy when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna weed trimmers and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work.
Get your lawn mowers and tractors ready for spring with their John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service. And blade sharpened at Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes with six to play here, second quarter, and Panthers trail by one with McHale at the line for the Bulldogs for Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. She missed the pair. Wells battling for the rebound with Hit. Hit rips it away, and eventually Brushaber grabs the loose ball. And here come the Panthers trailing by one in the second quarter. Brushaber deep on the wing looking for somebody to get the offense going. Allen come to get it. Lays tried to deny her at the top. Bailey Stewart comes to get it instead. Allen's going to screen. No, Stewart goes on the drive, backs it out to Brushaber, who dribbles into the paint. Puts up a left-hand shot, missed it, but draws a foul. And I think that's going to go on McHale.
Yeah, I don't know if that Brushaber move is a little lefty hook that Grandpa Beam might have taught her. I'm not sure. He came back from Florida to watch this game.
Oh, all right.
That's a grandpa that loves you.
Brushaber nails the first free throw from the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line, and we're tied at 11. So far, this is working out like we drew it up. She rattles them both in, and Western back in front. Back and forth tilt so far, pretty evenly matched. Each team kind of looking where can they get an advantage. Avery lay over to Aaliyah Wells. She's going to look to drive on Aubrey Allen and blocked. And Allen tries to save it. It goes out of bounds. They'll say last touch Western.
Steve, you had her at about six or seven rebounds already. I have her at two blocks and five chain shots already.
Yeah.
So just making positive plays every time down defensively.
What a tool to have every time somebody gets a step on the wing that they know they're going to have to get down there, and Aubrey Allen is waiting. There's a triple up from the wing for Scheffler. Battle for the rebound, and we're going to get Avery Lay. Bailey Stewart with a good box out, and you can't help but call that foul. And I think, honestly, we've seen maybe a couple of those get let go that could have been called earlier. And again, the officials have been consistent and kind of letting these girls decide it rather than whistles. And so far, Western 12-11, and the fouls have been pretty even.
Yeah, Stewart's the only person strong enough to keep Lay off the board like that.
I agree with you. Lewis gets out to Hit on the wing. She goes away from the screen, tries to feed Stewart on the block. Good thought, good hands by Chelsea, though, and Avery Lay the other way. And working her side into the basket. A couple of step moves missed. Rebounded, though, and Chelsea will keep it. And there's a wide-open look for Scheffler, and she misses it. And that's going to go out of bounds. And that is off of the Bulldogs. Western will get it back.
See, I want to give J.J. Lewis credit for stop and lay on the original drive. She got up there and was strong. And, you know, Lay wanted to take that to the right. Yep. Lewis just said, nah.
Yeah, Lewis is a player. We said it on Wednesday. Doesn't fill up the stat categories and points and things like that. But she is a solid player, and you can't take her off the floor. Handles the ball well, no turnovers, and plays defense. There's a great play by Lay. Knocks it away from Allen, and she's going to get a step on her. And Allen does a good job of hustling back to make it a tough shot. I was hoping she could defend without getting the foul, but she does commit the harm, and Avery Lay will go to the free throw line. She is 0 for 2 so far, yeah. But with 4:20 to play here in the second quarter, 12-11 Western's lead is 1. Avery Lay, the 1,300-plus point scorer for Chelsea in her career at the free throw line. She gets the first to go.
You know, that's one if you're Allen, you know, you're beside her at the best. You maybe just let that go because you're pretty valuable. You don't want to have to be on the bench with foul trouble, but just her first foul. She's going to get a little breather now, too.
And the second one is short, but rebounded by McHale and gets it out to Scheffler. Open look for three for Wells, and it's missed. Hit chases down the long rebound, and in the open court, she's going to give it up to Stewart. Stewart will set it up in the half court, gives it back to Rhea Hitt. Wells is taking on the challenge of guarding Hitt. She gets a step, though, and in the way in, too high off the glass. Stewart rebounds, fading away. She had to throw it up or she travels, but missed them both, and rebounded by Chelsea. 12-12 tie, 3:50 to play in the half.
We're getting exactly what was advertised as a great game right now.
Pass over to Wells. She crosses into the lane, working against Bernil. Drives, forces up the shot. Bernil called for the foul. Pretty good defense from Bernil. Played great with the feet, but she did get her arms in there, so not shocking to see a foul call on that shot.
And number two now on Bernil. Don't you get the feeling, too, Steve, Aaliyah Wells right now, 1 for 4 from three, but they look good.
Yeah.
Like when she lets it go, you kind of expect it going. I don't think she's going to stay cold. Western's going to need her to continue to miss a few. She's gotten some open looks.
She's at the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line and nailed that.
Aaliyah's sister played here and went on to play. She's playing at Virginia Tech right now.
Oh, wow.
Basketball. So it's in the blood.
Yeah. the Hokie. 3:36 to play, 13-12. Chelsea in front after the first free throw, making a two-point lead after two here in the second quarter, brought to you by Printer Source Plus, printing solutions for a cleaner future. J.J. Lewis over the timeline. Aubrey Allen back into the game. Lewis gets a step, takes it in. Doesn't make the shot, but the foul is called on the floor. And that'll be the third one against Chelsea, so an inbound from the baseline coming for the Panthers. That's two fouls now on number 50, Audrey McCarley. Inbound to Stewart, out to J.J. Lewis on the right wing. Looking for Stewart on the back cut. Good hands by Chelsea. But look at Stewart hustle out to get that loose ball.
That's 50-50. She's coming up with it.
She's making it 60-40. Good screen by Allen. Stewart gets down to the block. Lay there to defend, and she has to back it out to Lewis. I like that Western's being really patient on this offensive possession. Rhea Hitt driving on Wells, and Wells had to she reached in real early on that play.
And I agree, why not be patient when you can get something good from any number of people on the floor? Just
yeah.
Be patient and something will open up.
Yep.
No need to force.
You know, if you're running cuts and if you're running screens, and they are. And
yeah.
Hitt's got it now against Wells again at the top. That was Wells' first foul, and now she goes the other way, and Wells did it again. That's the same play, Brian. Rhea Hitt's looking to make a move, and Wells is getting that hand right there into her stomach area, and it's a reach as soon as Hitt makes a move, and that's the fifth foul now, and two free throws for Rhea Hitt from the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line.
Yeah, and Western, a good foul shooting team right now as a team, 6 for 6, excuse me.
She could tie it up here. They trail 14-12. First one is good. And if my calculations are correct, she just tied the single season record at 487. I wanted to know who that was. I there's something in me that says it's got to be one of those girls that maybe we saw a few years ago. But
maybe Hillary Griffin?
Maybe, yeah. But, and then she got it. That's the record. 2:51 to play here in the half, 14-14. Now you can take that thing off of your mind and she can focus on just winning this game. There's a nice feed. McHale drives down to the block, across the lane to Wells. Good defense by the Panthers to knock that out of bounds. And almost gave up a bucket there. 14-14, we're tied. Chelsea from the baseline. And Scheffler deep into McHale. She's open. She will fire that three, and she's going to drill it. Can't leave her wide open. Knocks down a triple, and it's a 17-14 lead for the Bulldogs.
You talk about hits record. I bet you just she'd give up. She'd score four tonight, trade it for a W, I bet. She seems like that kind of player.
Oh, yeah. Because she is a player, wants to keep playing. She'll step back for a triple, though. And it missed. It looked good off her hand. But they give it back to Chelsea. Lay, of course, clearing the defensive glass. And there's a steal. Becca Brushaber in the passing lane gives it up to Hit. They got three on two. Hit drives and has it blocked by Lay. And that's about the fifth time now that Rhea Hitt's taken a shot and ended up on the floor down there in the baseline.
That was clean, though, wasn't it?
It was clean.
Hey, great job by Brushaber shooting that passing lane and then making a good pass to Hitt.
In hindsight, it's easy to say, I think Hitt probably should have given that one up to her running mate, Bailey Stewart, there. But, oh, just broke some ankles. Rhea Hitt with a dribble move. The defender fell down. She missed the shot, though. Bailey Stewart almost had the rebound, and it goes out of bounds off of the Panthers and Bulldogs ball.
Boy, that's one where near the Bulldog garden there, you don't want that shot to go in because you end up in a reel.
Yeah. I think we've got a timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout as well. 2:03 to play. 17-14 Bulldogs lead. Full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds on WKHM. Bulldogs lead.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Hey, we got a 1-3-1 zone for the Panthers with Bailey Stewart on the bench. Lay trying to maneuver into some traffic right side for Wells. She's going to delay and drives, pull up. That was partially blocked. They're going to give a foul call against Aubrey Allen right in front of that Western student section. They're not going to like that call. It looked like she maybe got her on the wrist just enough. Aubrey Allen's been so good at changing shots and blocking shots so far in this game. But it's going to send Aaliyah Wells to the free throw line where she's hit a pair already. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line here in the second quarter, brought to you by Printer Source Plus. And Wells hits, pushes the lead out to 4 points for Chelsea with 1:45 to play till the halftime break, 18-14. 5-point lead. I think 4 might be the largest lead of the game, actually, for Chelsea, and 5 certainly would be, as Wells hits the pair, and it's 19-14. Bulldogs. Yeah, Panthers have had multiple empty trips on the offensive end. They need to get something going here. Rhea Hitt going one-on-one with Wells back to the basket. She'll skip it out to Allen. Outside the arc, Allen's going to move to the left wing and looking for Hitt at the top. And Hitt was cutting away. Brushaber can't save it, and the Panthers turn it over. And it's those kind of empty possessions that let Chelsea help to build up this lead with 87 seconds till the halftime.
And Wells has kind of proven that she's had a hard time staying in front of Hitt. I clear out a side, let Hitt just take Wells to the hole, try to pick up number three.
Yeah, Wells got on the wing against the 1-3-1. Over to the right side for Scheffler. Now back to Wells. Out to guard her is Burdener. into the corner now for Scheffler. Skip pass to McCarley. Now right side for Wells. Puts it on the deck. Pulls up from the elbow. That's off side rim. And rebounded by Aubrey Allen. Looking for J.J. Lewis up the floor to hit. No numbers for the Panthers, so they'll hold it out and hit, trying to clear it out, actually. Looking to drive. Crosses over Wells. Gets a step. Jump stop. Left hand finish. No good. Rebounded by Chelsea.
Good take, though. And you could see Wells didn't want any part of that. She didn't want to pick up number three.
Yeah, high post for McHale. And now way on a drive. Gets in deep. J.J. Lewis trying to step up and take a charge. And that whistle came. I thought that came a little early, Brian. I thought that was kind of. She might have made. She makes that shot. It's 21-14 and gets the foul, too. But I don't know.
Yeah, that was one where, and I know there's no circle, but Lewis is so far under the hoop. I think officials see that and kind of don't want to reward the charge. And it was kind of bang-bang as well. That was a tough one.
Way from the line, and that one's a miss. Rebounded by Hitt. Well, again, Aubrey Allen getting it. She gives it to Rhea Hitt. 7-point lead for Chelsea. Feels huge right now with 30 seconds. Western's been on a drought. Let's see if they can get a bucket here. Right side for Burdner. Goes to the top for Rhea Hitt. 23 seconds. Left wing for Brushaber. Hitt goes to screen. Now Brushaber around to the top. 17 seconds. They're holding out for one here. Hitt comes to get it with Wells on her. Calling for the screen. The screen comes for Allen. Hitt. Now Allen at the top. Triple. Oh, left side. 21-14, 2 seconds. Lay's going to fire from just beyond the half-court line. It goes high backboard, and the buzzer sounds. Halftime is here, 21-14. Chelsea able to build a lead in the second quarter. Western drought. And here we are at the half. Our second quarter again brought to you by Printer Source Plus. Halftime brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools, your destination district in Jackson County. And right now at the half, Lumen Christie leads Grass Lake 23-20 at Grass Lake in that Division III district. So we'll take a 3-minute break on the half, come back and get you the first half numbers and set things up for the second half. Again, Chelsea leading right now 21-14 on WKHM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored. Whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift, Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our members.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. 101.5.
At the half here, Chelsea leading at 21-14. Just a big run in the second quarter, and you said it, Brian. Western held without a field goal in that quarter. They scored 4 points on free throws, but no field goals. And it's not that they didn't shoot, but it seemed like their offense got kind of, stagnant's probably the word. They weren't creating shots out of ball movement and cuts. They were kind of ready to hit go one-on-one or try to get something on the fast break, and I'd like to see them work the ball around a little more.
Yeah, and early on they were cutting and they were setting screens and getting, you know, people flashing, and you're right, Steve. I mean, it looked like Rhea hit, and not that that was her fault, it just looked like nobody else was really doing anything.
Yeah. Yeah, so hopefully Coach Beckman has a plan that he's drawn up in the locker room. Both teams are still in the locker room, which at this point, it would have been coming out pretty early, but this is one where I expect them to be in there, you know, talking about what they're going to do in the second half more than just coming out and shooting a few layups and jumpers.
Yeah, this just feels, we talk about an evenly matched team, then it does come, sometimes it comes down to that chess match. Who makes a better adjustment and you know, which coach is in there telling them what? Both teams having a trouble scoring, though.
Yeah.
But part of that is because both teams play such good team physical defense as well.
Yeah, the help defense has been impressive for both teams. Keeping their hands up and just getting in passing lanes, knocking down passes that might have otherwise led to layups. Like, they're just hustling at the right times, making the right plays. How about for the point totals, though?
Well, for the point total, Chelsea only has three people on the scoring column, and that's Avery Lay with 5, Aaliyah Wells with 7, and Maggie McHale with 9 leading Chelsea.
Yeah, McHale was, you said, Coach Blomquist had kind of told you, we didn't see, just having been here on Wednesday, we didn't see McHale play her best game yet, and today she's definitely been a third scoring option, and maybe the best scoring option at this point.
Yeah, and they're paying a lot of attention to Avery Lay, and McHale's been the recipient of some of that openness.
Yeah.
So, including 1 3 that she made where no one was even within 15 feet of her.
How about for the Panthers?
Well, the Panthers got 2 from Becca Brushhaber, 2 from Bailey Stewart, and 5 from Rhea Hitt, and 5 from Aubrey Allen, and that's it. 14 points, just 4 points in the second quarter, and as you said, no field goals.
Yeah, noteworthy, though, Rhea Hitt does get to that 488 mark, which makes her the single-season scoring record holder for Western Panthers girls, and I don't know if she knew. She must know. If the parents out here knew, then she probably had an idea. And now that that's done, she can kind of not have to worry about scoring points and maybe just go out there and worry about winning the game. Not that she wasn't already.
Right.
I'm just saying,
yeah.
One less thing to have in your mind. Even if you're trying not to think about it, if you know it, it's there.
Down by 7, you almost get the feeling she's going to need to be over 500 before this game's over if the Panthers are going to win this.
Yeah, it feels that
another
way.
12.
Yeah.
Yep. Well,
if you went out and had a quarter with no field goals, you got to do something different in the second half. Well, Chelsea has emerged from the locker room first, which not surprising with their 7-point lead. We'll take a 2-minute break here at the half for Grass Lake Community Schools, your destination district in Jackson County. After 2 minutes, we'll come back and get ready for the second half. 21-14, Chelsea leads Western here on WKHM.
This is Jeff Neal, Superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
For 80 years, we have all known them as Omnisource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704 for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Just a moment away from starting the second half here, our third quarter brought to you by Raymond & Associates. Thank you again to Top Line Apparel, our pregame sponsor, Western Schools, in the first quarter, and Printer Source Plus in the second quarter. Stay tuned at the post game for our coverage brought to you by Raymond & Associates. And again, thank you to Bucked Up Energy, Will Be Transit Mix, Phelps Towing, all of our fine sponsors, American Title Company. Looks like the starting lineup's on the floor for Western. Ready to go, and Chelsea, some final instructions, and their starters will come out as well. So, and we mentioned first half, Western went 7 deep, and Chelsea went 6 deep.
Yeah, something I want to mention, too. Chelsea was getting final instructions. Western was, too, but it was not with the coach. It was the five starters huddling up, and they were talking and pointing. You like that when the players are leading the way.
Bailey Stewart set up to guard Avery Lay. Gives it up to Scheffler deep, and they're going with that 1-3-1 with Stewart out at the top. Skip pass across to Scheffler, and it does look like Chelsea kind of uncertain, like they didn't talk over what to do on this against this defense in the locker room. Wells down to the baseline for Howard, skips it. You're going to get a good look for Scheffler for three. That's short. Rebound. Howard pulls it down, and she'll back it back out to Wells. She'll take the triple with a hand in her face. That's going to go off back rim. And look at that's Scheffler sweeping down the lane, grabbing it and putting it back in a 9-point lead for Chelsea. That feels big.
We say it all the time. Against that zone, there's nobody boxing out. So Scheffler just going and getting that easily.
Stewart makes a move baseline, and Howard's going to get called for blocking foul right away. A whistle there. It's her first.
Don't you feel like Bailey Stewart's going to have to do a little more offensively this half?
Yeah.
For the Panthers to come back here.
Well, everybody's going to have to. There's a skip pass out into an open jumper for Aubrey Allen, and she misses it. And then a quick whistle on the rebound. That's two quick whistles here on plays that I don't know if they would have whistled at all in the first half.
Yeah, Aubrey Allen has gotten some good looks, and man, shots that look like they're going in, they're just rattling out.
Chelsea breaking some pressure here by Western. Get it down to Howard. A little swipe away from Lewis was enough to knock her off her base. And there's Aubrey Allen with the rebound. Lay trying to stick around and rip it away. Gets called for a foul, and that's going to be her second.
Yep. Aaliyah Wells with two. Avery Lay with two. And Braden Scheffler with two. Oh, and McCarley with two, all for Chelsea. Brunel and Stewart with two for Western.
Brunel hands off to Hitt on the left wing. She faces up, backing in against Wells, skips in the corner for Stewart. Pump fakes, gets a beat, baseline, scoop, and scores a reverse layup for Bailey Stewart. Gets that step on Howard on the baseline, takes it all the way in and scores, and that's exactly the kind of thing Western needs. And now they get a turnover out of the full court pressure. Hitt gives it to Stewart. She's going to take it in and use the right hand this time. 4-0 run for the Panthers, and they get, again, back in that full court pressure. Looking to trap in the backcourt. Scheffler over the timeline to Howard. Now numbers for Chelsea. Howard will dribble in and back it back out, and they'll set up their half-court offense. 23-18, five-point lead now for Chelsea. Western in the 1-3-1 zone.
Look for Wells down in that corner. Getting an open three look.
She's there. She pumps for three, drives around. J.J. Lewis pulls up the jumper and missed everything. Rebound going to be tough for Bernillo to pull down in the middle of three Chelsea rebounders again. And we get a jump ball, and the arrow is going to go for the Panthers.
This is just what Western needed, like a quick little start to the quarter just to get that feel like they're back in it.
Lewis over the timeline. Gives it to Brunel, top of the key. She dribbles to the left side, hands up to Hitt coming around on the wing. Hitt gives it back to Brunel. Calling for it again. Right, a hit. It's knocked away by Wells briefly. Hitt gathers, skips it to Lewis on the right wing. She moves back toward the middle. Now trades with Bailey Stewart from the wing. She drives, stops at the elbow, spins, backs it out to Allen. Hitt on the wing, gets a screen from Allen. Goes around to the elbow. Allen backs it. 2-3. And Hitt. We thought they were looking like they were going in. Finally does for Aubrey Allen, and the lead's just 223-21 at Western. Full court pressure here. Near steal, midcourt by Hitt. Lay is going to try to turn this into a fast break. Down, challenges Allen, goes around her sideways. Tough angle, but gets the shot to go. Avery Lay, and the lead goes back out to 4, 25-21. Under 5 to play in the third quarter.
Man, that was tough because Allen did a good job of being tall.
Trying not to pick up a third foul. Back cut. Great cut by Hitt and fed by Allen, and Hitt scores it. That's that kind of movement and stuff we weren't seeing in the second quarter. Western keeps it within 225-23. They break the press. McHale going to work. Oh, maybe got away with a push off there. Lay's going to fire a triple. Got it. And my first reaction, Brian, I thought she fired that real fast, but it wasn't too quick. It was in rhythm. 28-23, five-point game again for Chelsea. This is a lot more back-and-forth scoring than we had in the second quarter. Both teams.
Yeah, stars are starting to shine now.
Ray Hitt faced up against Aaliyah Wells. Skips it to J.J. Lewis. That was a risky pass, but she makes it perfectly on the Noah Stewart. To Allen for another three. Short. Rebounded there. Scheffler saw it coming. She turns it up the floor. Gets it into the half court for Chelsea. No time for the Panthers to set up any pressure. Five-point lead for Chelsea with 3:50 to play in the third quarter. Brought to you by Raymond and Associates. To the top for McHale. Gives it out to Leigh for another three, and she buries it. Bailey Stewart slow to get up. She was down on the floor while Avery Allen knocks down the triple, pushes the lead back out to eight. Great little run for Western, but it fades away.
I know. Here you think, okay, Western's making a run. You look up, and now Chelsea's even increased their halftime lead by one.
J.J. Lewis gets over the timeline. Timeout from the bench, and officials getting an earful from Jeff Beckman, the head coach over there. Stewart's going to get substituted out as Becca Brushaber back on the floor.
Well, Stewart did get knocked down somehow, and I didn't see it.
Me either.
But unless she was flopping, she took a hit because you don't just knock down Bailey Stewart.
Yeah. And she also doesn't just sit down on the floor and not get back up. You know, there had to be something physical happening.
And she's over there spitting up some blood right now into the garbage.
Yikes. Ray Hitt gets a step, goes baseline, flies in. She missed the shot, but we'll get a blocking foul against Howard. Quick whistle there. These officials not anxious to call any charging violations.
Yeah, Coach Bloomquist over there with his hands up for Chelsea, like, hey, how's that out of charge? But that was maybe, you know, they just missed the Stewart one.
Yeah. And Ray Hitt misses the shot. And I'll tell you how it wasn't a charge. Hitt was already off her feet when Howard slid in there. It's bang, bang, but it was the ref. I think that's the right call that they made.
Agreed.
She splits the pair from the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. That's 24-31. Back to that 7-point deficit for the Panthers. 1-3-1 with Brushaber out at the top of the defense. Right wing for Wells into the corner for Howard. Tries to feed it into McHale. It's knocked away but recovered by Chelsea. Skip pass. Scheffler drives into the air. That was an awkward landing. Ball loose and Howard comes up with the ball. Hands in the air. Oh, hit just saved an open three for Wells with a knockaway. But Chelsea holds on. They get it out to McHale for three. Missed. Rebounded. Rhea hit. She gives it up to J.J.'s Lewis. Back to hit, and too quick with a pass through it behind her and out of bounds, and Western did a great effort to get that ball cleared out of there, and they give it right back.
Yeah, J.J. kind of had two Bulldogs around her and just need to be a little more patient there, just let things settle down, kind of got rid of that quickly.
Bailey Stewart back into the game. Directing a little traffic here, making sure everybody knows where all the players are as the defense starts. She plays that 1-3-1 at the top against the lay right side now for McCarley. She goes to the top of the key, and there's a good hand by Aubrey Allen. Fast break for Bailey Stewart against McCarley, and she powers it up, misses it, and coming through, Lay swiped away the loose ball. Looked like Stewart was going to have the easy rebound and putback. Lay comes flying through, knocks it, and stepped on the end line, so the Panthers will get it, but they'll have to pass in from the baseline.
That's a layup that Stewart will make 9 out of 10 times.
The timeout on the floor looks like that's for the Panthers. 2:28 to play in the third, 31-24, 30. Full timeout. Let's take a minute break. Back in 60 seconds on WKHM. Let's take a minute.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lammersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lammers!
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Again, Bernil, right side hit, pump fakes for three, now back to Bernil at the top. Left wing, J.J. Lewis gives it up to Allen at the top, directing a little traffic, handoff to Stewart coming around the top, she drives into the paint. Spins, pumps, steps through, partially blocked, rebound loose for a moment, but squeezed by Scheffler, running the break now for Chelsea up the middle. Right wing for Lay, she fires a three. Those were massive, the two threes she hit earlier in the quarter. Missed that one, though, and the rebound taken out of there by Lewis. Gives it to hit on the right sideline. Now comes into the step back. No, I thought she was going to fire it from the arc. Gives it up to Allen, gets it back. Now gives it up to Allen again, this time at the top of the key. Allen hands off to Lewis there. She crosses over, penetrates, spins, jumper, got it. Lewis, nice little spinning one-hander for Lewis. And a big shot because that makes her a threat in there when she drives. Near knockaway, McHale gets down to the block, double team, cross the lane to Lay. She gets in, goes out the window, scored and a foul.
Yeah, when Lay gets it in that deep, bad things are going to happen to the Panthers.
1:27 to play here in the third, and it's 33-26. Every time it feels like Western's primed to get it close, and they have gotten it close, Chelsea's primed to stretch it back out. And so a 7-point lead could become an 8-point lead with a free throw here from Avery Lay at the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line.
Well, I mentioned about the stars shining. Avery Lay has 10 points this quarter. And in a 33-26 game, 10 points is a lot in the one quarter. Looking to make it 11 right here.
Bria Frost comes in to give Aubrey Allen a break for the Panthers, and Lay makes the free throw. 26 for the Panthers, 34 for the Bulldogs on their home court here in the district final. Lewis to Brunel at the top of the key. Dribbles left side, hands off the hit, who almost went backwards. She goes baseline against Wells, spins. She elevates, has her shot blocked, gets the loose ball, though, and now a move to the basket, gets it up out the window and knocked to the floor again, and we'll get a foul against the Bulldogs, and that'll send Rhea Hitt to the free throw line.
Just good aggressive play by Hitt. Whether she got fouled or not, I'm not sure, but that's why you take it up strong.
Yeah, if you don't take it in there, then there is no chance to get the foul. Yeah. If you always fade away from that contact. And that'll be three against Scheffler. And hits that free throw. Third quarter brought to you by Raymond and Associates, Chelsea State Bank, our fourth quarter sponsor coming up. Still another quarter to play. Western's been hanging around here. Got that one to fall two, and it cuts the lead back to six. They had gotten it all the way down to two early in this quarter, and then two big three-pointers for Avery Lay gets us back to where we stand now, 34-28. Chelsea. Stewart almost gets up in the passing lane there in the 1-3-1 defense. Western's playing on the zone. Out on the floor, another near steal. High post for Lay. She turns and looks. Scheffler from the wing is short. Long three-pointer. Rebounded by Bruneel, and the Panthers get a stop. J.J. Lewis, look at her head up, dribbling up the floor, drives into the paint, spins and looks, down to the block for Frost. It's knocked away. And that's happened a handful of times where it looks like somebody's open down there, and it's Lay or it's Scheffler, it's McHale, get a hand in that passing lane and knock it away. And we'll get a turnover.
Yeah, that's something that Lewis knows this, but that's got to be a bounce pass.
Yeah.
That's just too much traffic to throw it that way.
Foul called against Frost for Western. And with 37 to play here, a six-point lead for Chelsea with the ball. Leah Wells brings it up. Goes down in the corner for McCarley. She'll fire that three. Got it. We knew she had it in her to knock him down. She does it again. 37-28, a nine-point lead now for the Bulldogs. Hit. Pump fake. Thought about a deep three. Won't take it. Left side for Lewis. She gets a screen from Allen. Drives all the way in for Lewis, and she's going to get knocked down. Has her shot blocked, but free throws coming for J.J. Lewis.
Say, this was a big call of who that's on, because it could have been Lay, but they gave it to McCarley, so that'll be her third. McCarley's a nice player for Chelsea to come in when Western goes to this 1-3-1. That just adds another shooter out there.
Yeah. As Lewis knocks down the free throw. She's had a nice third quarter here with a bucket and now a free throw. 14.4 seconds left. 37-29. Western trails by eight. And that one rattles out by Aubrey Allen. Had a chance at the rebound. It goes off her hand and out of bounds. And so we'll stay with an eight-point lead for Chelsea and the ball with 12.6 to play.
Big 12 seconds right here for the Panthers. They cannot give up a bucket here.
Panthers go man. Stewart found Allen. And you got Bruneel on Wells. Wells tries to drive, spins, and backs it out. Now a cutter down the lane. What a defensive play by Rhea Hitt. Gets off to Stewart. The buzzer's going to sound. What a play by Rhea Hitt. A nice cut by Scheffler. And Hitt just blocked the shot, timed it perfectly. And so luck, fortunate to be a 10-point or an 8-point game, rather. We got 8 minutes to play. Let's take a minute break. And the fourth quarter coming up on WKHM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Need metal? Al Rowe Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Al Rowe Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alrowe.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Out of the half court, the quarter break, a drive from Scheffler, and she travels on the way in. Western creates the turnover, gets the ball down in the half court. J.J. Lewis drives, gets stuck in a double team, backs it out to Stewart. She looks to drive from the top, gets a step, gets down deep, spins. Bader, no good, and rebounded by Avery Lay. She's down there for, she gets a hand on almost every rebound, whether she grabs it or not. She's in there every time. 7:27 to play in this game. 37-29, our fourth quarter, brought to you by Chelsea State Bank. Just opened a new location in Jackson, and they'd love to see you over there. And Aaliyah Wells working the ball out on the perimeter, gives it up to Lay there, right wing, about two steps behind the arc, jab step and drives into the paint for McHale. And Aubrey Young got away with one there. McHale missed the shot, but there's Lay to clean it up, and the lead is 10, 39-29. I think that's our largest lead of the game for Chelsea.
Be interesting to see if Chelsea kind of takes the air out down here on the offensive end.
J.J. Lewis into the paint, jumps one up from a step inside the free throw line, goes off the glass and scores it. J.J. Lewis has made herself more important on the offensive end.
We talked about that. She's got to shoot that.
Hopefully makes her make them come out and guard her, and she can drop it down to her other teammates. Wells in the corner, goes out to the top for Scheffler. And Hitt's coming out to guard her. Right wing now, Lay. Screen from McHale. Looked at the three, won't take it. Drops it to Wells. Now looking to post. Stewart guarding Lay on the post. She moves across the lane. Takes it all the way across to the left hand. And you got to somehow squeeze in front of her so she can't go that way. 41-31 stays at 10. Avery Lay having a night.
Yeah, 15 points in the second half alone for Lay.
Lewis continues to work in that painted area against McCarley. And backing in, and they get a travel call.
And Lewis unfortunately just stepped on the opponent's foot, and that kind of made her lose balance.
41-31, 5:53 to play. We got a timeout on the floor. We'll keep it here. Thank you again to our array of sponsors tonight, which includes Western Community Schools. I see Dr. Vickers up here, the principal over there. I always have to shout him out because he hooked me up with extra cheese sauce one time at the concession stand. It's meaningful to me. We're live right now. Yeah,
that's all it takes is extra cheese, and you have fans forever. You get talked about on the radio.
You know how much? He knew. Yeah, he made me feel like a big shot that day. Yeah. Two extra squirts of cheese on my pretzel. That's all it takes.
Well, that's kind of what you are. You're that kind of big shot. Wherever you go, I see like extra cheese, those type of perks.
One time, I just must not go anywhere. Oh, what size shirt? It's extra large. All right, I might.
You mentioned him on the radio. Get a shirt. Hey, Dr. Vickers, I like that guy too.
The benefits just rolling in. No, like it's been fun to cover Western. The boys lost in a heartbreaker to Chelsea. Is this going to be more of the same with a 10-point deficit? There's still a lot of time left, but you got to get that. They got to recapture that fire they had at the beginning of the third quarter right out of the halftime. Set up that full-court press. Get some turnovers. Get some offense going. And right now they are going to press out of the timeout. Lay to inbound, and she gets it into Wells. And Brunel got caught up on another nice screen by Scheffler. And Wells run up the sideline. And she'll get over the timeline, so they get into the half court here, and it's Wells working against Brunel, and she's coming out the pressure. And a quick whistle out there, and all right.
Maybe a little touch, but, yeah, Steve, that's a problem. When you're Western, you're down 10 with 5:39 to go. You have to put pressure, but this Chelsea team handles the pressure so well, and will get ultimately some easy looks off that, too, I'm guessing.
Brunel with three fouls, and she'll go to the bench. Burdener back into the game for the Panthers. 5:39 to go, a 10-point deficit for Western to overcome here in the fourth quarter. Wells looking to inbound. Love to see Stewart just plastered on Avery Lay. She'll come out and get it now, though. I don't think they mind her catching that far away from the basket. And they come out to double. She gets it away to McHale, who drives and passes out to Scheffler on the wing. She has been struggling from three. Stewart comes through with the rebound. Goes down to the floor, and we're going to get a whistle and a jump ball call, and the arrow goes to the Panthers.
Boy, Lay and Stewart going after the ball like two hungry cheetahs with a piece of antelope in between them or something. I don't know that I've ever even seen that. But
I love Stewart's burst. She's standing there, and then all of a sudden she's got the ball. She's just got a burst of energy. She comes off the screen for Hitt at the top of the key. Hitt goes away from it. Pull up triple offside rim. And look at Stewart fighting her way across the court. And by the way, somehow getting away from someone hanging on her arm. No whistle. Stewart still gets to it. Chelsea, however, ends up with a loose ball. And that's kind of the story of the night. Chelsea just been getting the loose balls. And there's a drive by Lay, forced it up. And again, 50-50 ball. Allen looked like she maybe had it. McHale takes it away. Now Wells near midcourt with Burdner, Gardner. And she's going to go around to the right side, and we get a blocking foul call against Burdner. And if you're down 10 with 4:48 to go, these fouls are kind of going to be meaningless. You almost need to get up to
right.
that number where you may have to start grabbing people to extend the game.
We got a full timeout.
Full timeout. We'll keep it here on the broadcast during the timeout. Chance for some analysis. I did have an update from Grass Lake where it was 36-35, Lumen Christie leading Grass Lake at the start of the fourth quarter. So their game is over on 95.9, the Power Cow, turning out the way we thought that might go. Another a close one, a tight one, and some very good skill players. In the winner, this one's going to be dangerous the rest of the tournament. Grass Lake was ranked number one on the MHSAA power rankings in Division III and on their home court at risk, but there's a lot of basketball still to play over there, just like we have here.
Well, it's been like this for years now, but Jackson County women's basketball is so good.
Yeah.
I dare call it a hotbed.
Yeah. Talent, coaching, programs, however you want to frame it. When you've got a Western program that's been good as long as they have. Northwest, who at this point really had like a down year, but that's a program that's been solidly very good. Chelsea, Michigan Center, yeah. Grass Lake, Columbia Central.
Yeah.
That's a handful of programs that have all been ranked in the top 20 statewide.
Yeah.
Year after year. It's not just a fluke year. They're good every year. Lay with a back cut. Stewart knocks it away. They'll call it out on her, but she wanted the last touch. Chelsea, good defense because it looked like Avery Lay had gotten a step and was going to take it to the basket. Bailey Stewart continues to impress. But we got to find a way to turn these impressive plays into points and stops. And Lay's got it right now at the high post. Scoops it to Scheffler. Now gives it up to Wells, and she'll back it out. And there's them taking kind of the air out of the ball, slowing things down. Wells, good hands by Brunil, almost a steal. And they give it up to Lay, and she's going to dribble away from pressure. Double team comes. And a near steal by Brunel. Wells on the attack now, left side for McCarley. And Chelsea working it around the perimeter right now. And we'll get a foul call against, that's going to be Rhea Hitt. I think they'll get on that whistle.
Yeah, Rhea just with two now. And like you said a second ago, you got to go for some steals. And if you get arm, you get arm. Mm-hmm. Because these fouls are going to have to get up to five. Yeah, here's where if you're Western, you start deciding who you want to foul. Like, who are we going to send to the line for Chelsea?
And I kind of get the sense that Coach Blomquist has his free throw lineup on the floor. And I think the only change you do is out of the starters, you take out Howard and put in McCarley. Everybody else pretty good so far in the game. And we'll get a foul call against Burdner there at the top. And that'll be number four against Western. So free throws the rest of the way after this. 41-31, Chelsea's lead is 10, and they look content to not have to shoot it again here in the half court.
I like the fact that Western is fouling now, because too many times you wait for, you know, okay, well, under the two-minute mark. But
yeah.
by the time all that comes to fruition, it's tough.
Rhea Hitt got her hand on the inbound pass, and they were a little slow to get to the loose ball. Chelsea seizes it, and Wells has in the backcourt now with Brunel on her. And that was a really fast whistle. Bernil said, hey, I wasn't trying to foul. Sometimes the official will help you out and give you that whistle when you're trying to get a whistle, but in that case, I don't think that's what she was going for.
No.
And you don't want to send Aaliyah Wells to the line.
I was going to say, that's two things. One, it's Wells to the line. Two, that's your fourth. So, yeah, I don't think Bernil was trying to do that.
And by the way, I don't think she did foul either.
I agree. You know, sometimes the officials notice that you're fouling and they just kind of anticipate.
Yep.
Hey.
Wells missed it at the Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. Our fourth quarter brought to you by Chelsea State Bank. Again, I believe it's over at Wisner, their new location in Jackson. If you're looking to join it, check them out.
Wells' first miss on the game, 4 for 5 now for Aaliyah Wells.
That one goes in more typical. The lead is 11. That's the largest of the game with 4 minutes to play. Western needs points. Stewart bringing it up the floor with Laygardner. Goes on the drive. Gets passed all the way down. And gets a shot up. We'll get a whistle against McCarley. And that's her fourth, I believe.
Oh, yeah, it is.
They'll send Bailey Stewart to the line. And I guess if you're Chelsea, we see how Bailey Stewart, I think, shoot two free throws on Wednesday. Not her strong a strong suit of her game. That one goes off the back rim. She airballed that first one on Wednesday and shocked and chagrined when she turned around. The second one was not much prettier, but she misses that first one here. And there buries the second. Gamer, doesn't matter your percentage. There's a near steal by Lewis. McCarley's going to get it. Oh, Lewis comes back to get it. Western with the steal. Trailing by 10, and we get a foul in the backcourt. McCarley just fouled out.
Fouled out. Going to send Brunel to the free throw line now. Oh, no.
No.
I take that back. Never mind.
Yeah, that was on the floor in the backcourt, so Western will just get the ball on the sideline. And that'll send Howard back in for Chelsea. And again, that's my target. Just to send the free throw line is Howard, just because we don't know.
And if you're Coach Beckman, your eyes just lit up and say, there's the one.
Stewart working on driving against Leigh. Leigh reaches, no call. Stewart gets knocked down. Lewis comes back to get the loose ball. Still loose. She squeezes it now. There's Brunel on the wing. Tries to go baseline. Back up. Three. Got it. Brunel, where did that come from? Drops a triple and it cuts the lead to 7. And we'll get a foul in the backcourt that's going to send Aaliyah Wells to the free throw line.
You know, that's Brunel's first bucket of the game, and that's a huge one. But I'm telling you, I watched her in warm-ups, and she was knocking everything down.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, this might be a big Brunel game today.
You got the feeling that she knew she wanted that shot. And so when she got a chance, step-back triple from the corner goes. First bit of energy-giving offense for Western here in a few minutes. So we'll see if they can, you know, kind of seize on that and carry it out. Wells does hit from the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. The 3:22 to go leads back to 8.
And it really does need to be just about anybody but Wells when you're fouling. And if Howard ever touches it, you get her immediately.
Wells knocks them both down. Hit gives it into Stewart. Stewart gives it back to Ray ahead over the timeline. Coming up with some pace. Goes left. Gets a drive. Stops. Backs it up to Brunel. She goes on the dribble drive, backs it out now. Lewis gets a step, spins. That one-handed jumper she's got comes off rim, rebounded by Avery Land. Make no mistake, that one was a foul.
Yes, it was.
J.J. Lewis went right after that one.
So, Leigh, you would think would be one that you might not want to foul today. Struggling a little bit from the line. Just 2 for 5. So we'll see what wins out, the gamer or the current form.
3:05 to go here, 44-35. It's a 9-point Chelsea lead. And that one comes off. So far, it worked out. And, I mean, that's what you need to get 1 out of 2 from these trips.
Yeah, with a 9-point lead.
Yeah. She gets the second one to rattle in. So it's a 10-point game again, and now you need buckets. Bailey Stewart quickly over the timeline, into the elbow. Move to the basket. Step through. Rebounded Birdner, and they go right after her. Goes out of bounds on the baseline, and that'll be Western ball.
You know, this is where you're Western. You don't have to just force something. You have time to get a good shot. We're going to get a timeout again.
30-second timeout from the Western bench. We'll take a 30-second break. 2:53 to play when we come back. It's a 10-point Chelsea lead on WKHM.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. And 101.5.
Inbound in the corner. Avery Leigh steals it, dives into the bleachers to save it. That's a huge play from a senior to help try to ice this win. 45-35, and they have to foul. And who else but Aaliyah Wells going to the free throw line?
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, your offensive stars take control of a game offensively, and Lay has. You can add a little defense to that. That was a great steal.
And she hits again.
Wells now 8 for 9 for the game. Made her last four. Like I said, it's got to be anybody but her.
She did miss that one. Stewart grabs it, then Hit grabs it. They had both had a chance at it. Rhea Hit will bring it over the timeline. Stops at the top, doesn't fire Stewart from the wing. She won't shoot either. Brunel at the top. Now skip past the Wells, and or excuse me, to Lewis. And Scheffler right there to take it. Goes the length of the floor. Lewis chases it down from behind and knocks it away, but it'll still be Chelsea ball.
Yeah, that was a costly turnover from the Panthers.
Yeah, down by 11, 2.5, and again, those turnovers, you can't turn it over. You got to get buckets every trip.
Boy, Howard nobody, just took a couple dribbles, and that's the one you got to foul.
And they're right now not fouling. Wells gets a step, has it blocked by Allen. It'll go out of bounds and stay Chelsea ball. And doesn't look like Western trying to foul right away, although I don't know if that's what the coach is going over there to yell. But
so we have our headsets on and can't hear well. I did hear Coach Beckman yell, "You got to foul 20.
Did he?
Yeah.
They're trying to pass it to her. They got it out for Scheffler, and again, no fouls yet. And they give it up to Lay. Wells on the right side. And there it's out to Lay. And Stewart's going to grab her. Under two to play, 46-35. Avery Lay will go back to the free throw line.
Yeah, she did just go 1 for 2. And again, we said 3 for 7 right now.
.150 to go at Grass Lake, and Lumen leads 49-45. As Avery Lay hits the free throw line from the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line, Burdner comes in to replace Allen.
Kind of feels like time's just running out, doesn't it, for the Panthers?
It does. And if you get Avery Lay to miss a free throw, you got to go down to get a bucket, and that's where they've struggled. 35 points for the Panthers. This feels low. Stewart will fire one up quick. Got a little side backboard rebounded by Howard, and she gets it away to Wells, and Lay will bring it up. Now 48-35, 13 feels like academic here. Minute 40 to play. Western will play it out till the end, and coming out to get her is Burdner, and then will send Wells to the free throw line, and she wants to go there now.
Yeah. Burdner is going to be her fifth. See Allen check back in for the Panthers. Fans starting to roll out of here right now.
93 seconds to play, 48-35. Each point at this point now adding to the largest lead of the game for Chelsea. You don't like to see that happen in the fourth quarter, late in the fourth quarter, but it's how it's gone.
Yeah, just too long of scoring droughts for Western, and they've had like three of them in this game, like you have 4-minute stretches with no points.
Wells missed, rebounded by Rhea Hit. 49-35. Hit putting it on the deck, left side. Burdner will fire that, or excuse me, Brunel fire that three-pointer. Missed, rebound loose. Stewart's going to grab it. Pushes some space, takes a shot, missed. Rebounded by Lay, and 73 seconds left, and it's a 14-point Chelsea lead.
And how Western's night's gone just with that possession right there.
Lay has out near the jump circle right side. Wells deep on the wing. Double team comes. She dribbles away from it through traffic and out to the wing. Now drives again into the paint against Allen. Goes lefty layup and scores it. 51-35. 45 seconds left. Rhea Hit steps back. Triple over Wells. Off the heel and long rebound. Grabbed by Chelsea, and Avery Lay goes to get it, and J.J. Lewis fouls her. with 30 seconds left.
Yep. Still being ordered to foul. And it's a tournament situation. You know you lose, you go home, so you're throwing everything you possibly can. But just don't think it's going to happen now, down 16.
Yeah, and it looks like that foul ends up being a perfect chance for Coach Beckman to get Paige Wiley into the game, another senior on the roster, as Lay misses that free throw.
Yeah, we'll see if this is just Beckman getting the seniors in so then he can kind of pull them one at a time.
And Lay misses that one, rebounded by Ray. A hit, 29 seconds. Hit coming over the timeline. Stops at the top, deep three. No good. Rebound, and Lay will grab that one. 19 seconds. And timeout from the Chelsea bench.
Yeah, that was just that timeout just to get player in.
...51-35. Chelsea's going to take this one. Move on to the regional semifinals on Monday at Pinckney High School. 51-48. Lumen leading Grass Lake with a minute 22 to play in that one. Winner of that one goes on to the regional on Monday night at Springport High School. We'll be at that game.
Yeah, and as much as I like fans listening to us, you might want to turn us off now and go over to that game.
This one is pretty much done. Yeah, that... catch the end of that one. 51-48, three-point game. Backcourt for Lay. 14 seconds left. And J.J. Lewis goes to foul.
So that has to be to get a seniors out.
Because,
yeah. Yeah.
7.8 to play here. And looks like Becca Brushaver is going to check in for J.J. Lewis, and an appreciative Western fan section here clapping for J.J. Senior, 5'3 senior guard, Bailey Stewart will exit the game, a tearful conclusion to her playing career. Senior Kaya Brunel will go to the bench.
It's always tough when you know you just played your last second for such a community, too. This Western, such a community feel to it.
It does. And we mentioned in the pregame the turnout for the Western fans was huge. A lot of burgundy. Maroon, whatever they say in the stands tonight.
You look over there, the entire boys' basketball team's over there.
Yep.
And we always saw the girls' team coming to their games, too.
Yep. 7.8 seconds, 52-35. Maybe our final. I don't think Rhea Hitt's going to throw anything up, so we're wrapping up here. 52-35, the final. Chelsea will move on as district champions on their home court tonight against a Western Panther team that too many scoring droughts, that was really the difference maker. Chelsea didn't really have those. They were able to manufacture points in greater frequency than Western was. Let's take 2 minutes here in the postgame, and we'll be back to wrap things up here. Again, our final 52-35 in the fourth quarter brought to you by Chelsea State Bank. We'll be back with the postgame for Raymond and Associates on WKHM.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services, from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need, and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704 for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers!
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
.55 the final here at Chelsea High School. The Bulldogs get the win on their home court and eliminate the Western Ladies from the postseason, just as their boys team did to the Western guys. Of course, the boys team a heartbreaker last night. In the regional, with a buzzer-beating triple to end their season.
Yeah, was that like a half quarter, too?
Yeah.
Was that deep? Yeah. You know, hey, quick shout-out to Coach Jeff Beckman. He's keeping Western players here to watch the Chelsea get their award, and I just think that's kind of a classy move. You know, I'm sure you're angry and sad, and you'd like to go into the locker room, but I like the move of watching the other team get their award. Show some class to me.
It does, and we've seen it. We've seen it done that way by a lot of classy, good programs. Yeah. And, yeah, it's the right thing to do. And
plus, it's a teaching moment, too. I know you have, you know, Rhea Hitt and Aubrey Allen coming back. You know you're going to have a good team. It's kind of nice for them to, you know, see it again and be like, okay, this is the feeling I don't want next year. A little extra motivation.
Yeah. I'm kind of hanging out to try to get a final from the other game. It was a three-point lead for Lumen with a minute 22 to play. So we're going to hang out for that. Go ahead and why don't we get the point totals from the game.
I'll do that. Well, for Western, we had Becca Brushhaber with two, J.J. Lewis with five, Kaya Brunil with three, Bailey Stewart with seven, Aubrey Allen with eight, and Rhea Hitt with 10. So kind of just, you know, nobody could get the scoring going today. So,
yeah, she had 10 points tonight, and that puts Rhea Hitt at, what was the number I had? 493 points, which did set the single-season record. They weren't able to get that single-season win total record with the 22nd victory tonight, so their season will come to an end.
That might be a one-year scoring record because she might break it next year if she stays healthy.
Yeah, she's back again next year with a chance to break that record. And, have and maybe, who knows, career scoring record might be in trouble. We'll have to check with somebody who knows better. But our final tonight, again, 52-35. And if you want to catch the final of that other game, you'll have to put it on 95.9 The Power Cow, 95.9 FM, online at 959thepowercow.com. Or by the time you download the mobile app, it might be over, but you can check that out, too.
While we're hanging out, you want me to give you Chelsea scores?
Yeah, I almost forgot.
Yeah, let's do that. We had Audrey McCarley with three. Braden Scheffler had two. Maggie McHale, nine, all coming in the first half. Aaliyah Wells just making a living at the free throw line with 15 points. And Avery Lay being the star with 23.
Yeah, she really was
18.
Player of the game tonight. But for our purposes, Who do we think?
I mean, I'm going Aubrey Allen again because that 8 points was accompanied with, for sure, double-digit rebounds, and like we talked about, a host of either block shots or altered shots that just won't go down as a stat. But good game by Avery again.
I agree, and I think Aubrey would have liked to knock down a few more shots. I think that was endemic throughout the team. Nobody got hot at any point in the game where they could consistently get buckets, and that really is what held them back. Just points were tough to come by, and that's in large part due to Chelsea's good defense.
They needed to not have even number quarters, because in the second quarter, Steve, Western had 4 points in that fourth quarter, just six. And against a team like Chelsea, you have 10 points in half of the game, you're probably in trouble.
Yeah, and they gave us a lot of hope out of the locker room right away. They put on a full court press. They got really aggressive offensively. They cut the lead that was 7 at the half down to 2, but could never get closer. And Chelsea, a couple huge shots from Avery Lay, two big threes that stretch it right back out to 8 points, and then they would never really get that close again. Never even threatened really to get that close again.
Yeah, I did like their strategy of fouling early. Problem is, it was Aaliyah Wells, and she just wasn't missing much.
Yeah, it's nice when you can have that tool in your toolbox if you're a head coach for a basketball team. We won a district championship all the way back in 1998 with that kind of a – we had a guy who, late in the game, in a close game, we just – okay, you're going to follow us, put him on the line, and then we'll just finish this game with him making all the free throws, and that worked out for us. And here we are now. That worked for Aaliyah Wells, and that's going to serve them well going forward. Like I said, they'll play on Monday at Pinckney, and they're waiting on the winner of Hazlitt and Williamston. And if I had to guess, I'd say Hazlitt at 20-3 on the year, and they were unbeaten in their league all year. Hazlitt's probably the favorite. And so that the likely matchup, but who knows? You know, it's March, and anything can happen in the tournament.
Yeah, Hazlitt, home of Jaden Thalen. Hey, for the Western Panthers, we'll say goodbye to the seniors on the team. I want to quickly mention them. J.J. Lewis, we had Kaya Bernil, Bailey Stewart, and Paige Wiley. And I hope I didn't miss any.
I think that was all that I saw as well.
Which does bode well for the future when you have a team like this, and I'm only talking about four seniors.
Well, and I underlined here, Becca Brushaber, Lola Burdner, Rhea Hitton, Aubrey Allen, all played huge minutes all season, and they're all back again next year to be the core of, who knows, maybe another deep playoff run, and I don't know who's going to fill in that last spot. Maybe they're not even on the varsity yet this year. You know, we've seen a lot of freshmen be huge players, important players for teams in the area, and maybe Western's got one that I don't even know about, but they're going to be good again next year. There's no question about that.
Yeah, and if they do run into this Chelsea team, Chelsea's going to be without a big chunk of their scoring next year. So, Western, redemption time next year. Well, I'm already thinking about next year. We probably should enjoy this year.
Yeah, McKayla and Scheffler will all be graduated. Aaliyah Wells got a couple more years here at Chelsea to, who knows, maybe rewrite these record books. She's off to a good start, great year this year, and great game tonight for Aaliyah Wells, and it's nice when you can just lean on somebody who can confidently, at the end, she wanted to come follow me. I'll go shoot free throws. I'll make free throws all night. You know, that's how it felt. Free throws with an 8-point lead is different than free throws with a 2-point deficit.
That's true.
Oh, we got the final, 59-52 Lumen, eliminating Grass Lake on their home court tonight. The Titans move on to the regional. Girls in the regional, boys in the quarterfinal. Good year for Lumen Christi basketball.
Yeah, wasn't too bad for football either.
Something happened with the football team. Yeah.
Well, McKenna Hunt, one of the best freshmen in the state of Michigan, and when you have a talent like her on the floor, you're always a threat to be even the number one seed, Grass Lake.
Yeah. Yep, and it was a good Lumen team all year, and they got a win. Grass Lake got a win over them early in the year, but in a close one. And now, a freshman who's already good with another year of play under her belt. It changes players. All right, well, we'll wrap it up here from Chelsea High School. Again, the Bulldogs get the win over the Western Panthers tonight, 52-35. Thanks for listening to us this year. We will be in action Monday. That'll be we'll be doing that game Monday night at Springport. Lumen Christi and I can't remember who the other side of that bracket was, but we'll be there at 7 o'clock here at WKHM, 6:45 for the pregame from Springport High School. So if you can't make the trip and you want to tune it in, We'll be there so you don't have to drive. Thanks again to all of our game sponsors tonight on board. Additionally, we had Top Line Apparel. They do screen printing and embroidery out at the Village Crossing Mall, Spring Arbor. Thank you to Western Schools, and again, thanks to Dr. Vickers. We got Western basketball T-shirts that we can wear around for the summer coming up. And Printer Source Plus, printing solutions for a cleaner future. Halftime sponsor, Grass Lake Community Schools, your destination district in Jackson County. Raymond and Associates on the third quarter and on our post game. Chelsea State Bank for the fourth quarter, and Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Free throw line, always on time or you don't pay a dime. Bucked Up Energy, Rocket Pop flavor tonight. I'm going to have to get to the store so I can get them for Monday's game. I need another one. I hope they were out of Miami flavor this time. So
don't go to Meijer.
They don't have them, I know.
They don't have them.
Polly's Country Market.
Yep.
That's the place over there on Ferguson Road. All right, Brian, any final thoughts?
Final thoughts, great year for the Panthers. Was fun watching both the boys and the girls. And I mentioned it earlier, just the community seems like everybody's out here supporting them. And, you know, win, lose, classy community, yeah. Classy people, happy for their success.
Yeah, and, you know, it really is all about turning these athletes, not about winning things and becoming good people and enjoying and having a good time. And knowing that your community supports you win or lose, that definitely helps inside. You're going to feel good about that if you're the kids. It's easier to recover from the loss knowing all that good stuff, that sappy stuff exists.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see so many of the parents still lingering here in the stands and talking with one another. And by the way, also being respectful toward Chelsea and the win and a lot of good stuff. Yeah. A lot of good things to see sportsmanship. You always win with good sportsmanship. We'll wrap it up. Thanks to Kiki back in the studio for the Professor Brian Haynes. I'm Steve Boyle. Have a great weekend. Back in the studio for the Professor Brian. Have a great week.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Drive.